he became the face of the franchise. And obviously, when you turn on ESPN Monday morning, win or lose, you're going to see, you know, a whole bunch of highlights from Michael. And Michael had the ability to take a game under his wing and really control it. So he was a magnificent player with huge talent. He made some bad choices. He paid his price for those choices. The great part of that story, like the great part of any story where there's human redemption involved, is that Michael has worked extraordinarily hard in giving back to the community in so many different ways, not only on issues relating to animals, animals' rights, but as importantly, relating to young people, that they have an opportunity to make better choices, to make the best choices. And he's impacted thousands and thousands of young people with that message. And there's no better way, in my opinion, for Michael to redeem himself and to make a difference in the lives of other people by being the cheerleader for that message and sharing that message with young folks. To err is to be human. There's 7 billion people living on the face of the earth. Scratch the surface of any of them, and you're going to find mistakes. To learn from those mistakes and to move on with your life with forgiveness and wholeness and with that spirit is what makes us at our best as human beings. And I think that Michael is at his best now.